I think it probably would.
No,
economy.
Okay. Do you win?
That's Harvey's.
I'm not sitting here, I'm standing.
We begin today, Mirtz Hashem, with the sugya here on Megillah. It starts on Chavav Amid Beis, continues on to Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. And the Gemara records a machlokes between Rav Papi and Rav Papa. We discussed this last week, but now we want to really get into it. According to Rav Papi, Mi Beik Nishta Lebei Rabbanon, Rashi says, Mi Beik Nishta Lebei Rabbanon, Lasos Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash. So you want to convert a shul into a study hall. Shart, that you're allowed to do because the Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash is greater than that of a Beis HaKnesses. However, Mi Beik Rabbanon Lebei Knishta, to convert a study hall into a shul asir, that already is considered horada b'kedusha. That's lowering the level of kedusha. Rav Papa had a different tradition, and according to his tradition, ipcha, the exact opposite is true. And the Gemara explains the following. Omer Rav Acha Kavase Rav Papa Mistavra. Rav Papa is more logical, and the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater than that of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Ti Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Beis HaKnesses Mutol HaSosol Beis HaMedrash. In other words, that's considered Milim B'Kedusha, that if we want to raise the level of Kedusha from that of a Beit HaKnesset to that of a Beit HaMedrash, then that's okay. Is everybody all right here?
We need to build a Yetziyah.
All right. You know what I find? It changes from day to day, from week to week. Don't worry about it. All right. So again, which Kedusha is great according to Rav Papi, according to Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Beit Midrash? Good. And then the Gemara says that we have a drush of Bar Kapara, and this drush of Bar Kapara is based on a pasuk in Tanakh, in Melachim, and there it says we're not going to go through the whole drush now, but it indicates that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash is greater. So that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which already we saw in Rav Papi. Of course, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is before Rav Papi, but I'm saying Rav Papi was predated by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But then the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was not universally accepted. Who argues with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbosai? Who always argues with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Rabbi Yochanan, correct. And Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says just the opposite, that the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is greater than that of a Beis HaMedrash. And the Gemara says it all depends upon how we learn this pasuk Bayis Gadol. What is the Bayis Gadol? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi understands that Bayis Gadol is Makom Shemagadlim Bo Torah, that means a Beis HaMedrash. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan understands that Bayis Gadol refers to a Makom Shemagadlim Bo Tefillah. That's a Beis HaKnesses. So the Gemara says that we have here a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, which is great. Now let's see how we paskin. We're going to take out the Rambam. You'll have it on the Maromakomus page that I gave out to you. It's on page 1, and it's the third Mara Makom. You know, it's what we did so far is the Gemara Megillah and Rashi. Now we're looking at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph. That's the perek that's dedicated to the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. And the Rambam, towards the end of Perek Yud Aleph, qualifies. He says, you know, don't get carried away. I mean, it's true that the sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses is an enormous sanctity. We'll see all sorts of dinim, b'lineder, that apply to a Beis HaKnesses. We shouldn't be laid back about it, you know, about a Beis HaKnesses. Just a parenthetical insert, I see people doing all sorts of things in a Beis HaKnesses that maybe we should be more meticulous and more careful about it. But getting back to the Rambam says that although the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is an awesome Kedusha, nevertheless the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is even greater. And therefore the Rambam allows you to take a Beit HaKnesset and transform it into a Beit HaMidrash. That's called Milim B'Kodesh. Fine. The opposite, says the Rambam, to transform, to convert a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, that we're not allowed to do. Why? Because the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater, and the Rambam says it outright. You know, you don't even have to guess in the Rambam. You know, sometimes the Rambam leaves you a little bit hanging, but sometimes he spells it out for you. Lehedja, as we say. And the Rambam writes that Kedushas Beis HaMedrash Yisera al Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Umayla Bekodesh Velo Moridin. So it's one directional, Chad Sitri, as we say. You could take a Beis HaKnesses and convert it into a Beis HaMedrash, but you cannot take a Beis HaMedrash and convert it into the Beis HaKnesses. That would be Morida B'Kedusha. And the Rambam paskens like whom, Rav Osai? Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and like Rav Papi. Correct. So that's the Rambam. But Rav Osai, I would like to leave the Rambam on the side, Almanas, to come back to the Rambam later on. But first I would like to study the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. What is the nature of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses according to the Ramban and according to the Ran? So we're going to open up the Ramban here in Chidushim in Megillah Daf Chafeim at Beis. And you'll see it as the fourth source on your page. There are many parts of this Ramban which are dependent upon details in the Sugya in Masechta Megillah, and therefore I bolded part of the Ramban which is more relevant to us. It doesn't mean that we should be skipping all the smaller print. But you know, you can't do everything in one day. Tafastim rubelo tafastim. So let me just summarize the Ramban's problem. The Gemara establishes that you're allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses under very strict conditions. You require what's called a decision of Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, and they represent the city, but not only that, you have to do it B'maimad Anshei Ha'ir, and then when you sell the Beis HaKnesses, the money that you get in return under those conditions, you have to see when you're allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses, but that money now could be used for anything, for secular mundane purposes. And the Ramban has a problem with this, because the Ramban has something called Gufo Kedusha, which means if you talk about back in the day of the Beis HaMikdash, you had something like an animal that was brought on the Mizbeach that had Gufat Kedusha. It has inherent sanctity. And such an object, you cannot simply sell it on the open market. The Kedusha is a very high level Kedusha. And not only that, says the Ramban, even if you could justify selling a Beis HaKnesses somehow, we have another halachic concept which is called Tfisas Domim, which means that when you sell an object that has Kedusha to it, then as a general rule, again it depends on what the level of Kedusha is, the money itself, the Domim that you receive as an exchange, has sanctity to it. The sanctity somehow is transferred over to the Domim. And the Ramban doesn't understand how you can sell a Beis HaKnesses, and how the money that you receive by virtue of this sale can be used for any purpose. You can hire a person and pay him with that money. You could use that money and buy whatever you want to buy. How does that operate? And I think that this Ramban is very critical because he gives us a glimpse of what the sanctity of a Beis HaKnesses is all about, Al Pi Din. And it's very rare to find Rishonim who give us an insight and address this question, what is the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses? We'll see that the Ran is not happy with the Ramban, but the Ramban is from the greatest of all the Rishonim. Says the Ramban, V'yesh Ilyashe V'lomar, the Beis HaKnesses, Osu Oso, Kitashmishe Mitzvah, etc. We'll see the Ramban. So even before we move from the spot, there are two very important conclusions that we should derive from this Ramban. Number one, when the Ramban uses the word Osu, Osu Oso, what does the Ramban indicate about the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? When you see the word Osu Oso, then it's what? It's the Rabbanon. We're no longer dealing with the Kedusha Doraisa, Beis HaMikdash, Sheibana B'Merif Meinu. That has a Kedusha Doraisa, there's a mitzvah to build it, there are various Isurim that apply in terms of destroying the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. You can't even take a stone out of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. These are very strict dinim that reflect the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash as a Kedusha Doraisa. But the Ramban says that that's Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. The Torah says, V'yosuli Migdash V'shachanti B'socham, and there's a special Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, but that doesn't apply, with all due respect, to a Beis HaKnesses. Point number two in the Ramban. The Ramban identifies this Din D'Rabbanon, which we call Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, as what's called Huktzah L'mitzvaso. The Ramban quotes various sugyas in Shas to prove that there's a halacha called Huktzah L'mitzvaso. He starts with the sugyim b'memadlikin of Ner Chanukah. You designate the Ner. And when I say the Ner, I don't mean a candle necessarily. You know, back in the day, and some people still, Baruch Hashem, have that minhag, as we did in the old days, to light, not a candle, but you light an oil. Correct, they used to have a receptacle for the oil, which was called a ner, and it held on to the wick, and the wick held on to the shalheves, and there's something called huktzah l'mitzvaso, where the huktzah l'mitzvaso in Ner Chanukah is limited to the shalheves. Does it extend to include the psilim? Does it extend even to include the oil that you poured into the ner? All this has to be studied. But one thing is crystal clear, there's a halacha called huktzah l'mitzvaso. And it may remind you of a different kind of muktzah. Muktzah on Shabbos. And in fact, the Gemara B'Meh Madlikin compares those two halachas. Just like muktzah on Shabbos engenders dinim of Isur, because you are makta it, whether it be because it's not roi l'achila, it's not roi l'shimush, whatever it might be, you know, maksmas mius, maksmas kisorn kis, so too there's something called huktzah l'mitzvah. So I designate something for a mitzvah, and here we get to the whole famous sugya, which is not for us today, called hazmana. I mentioned to you that I designated for a mitzvah. The Gemara has in Masechet Nedarim a debate as to whether or not the fact that I designated for a mitzvah that itself engenders the Kedusha of mitzvah, or do I have to go a step further and actually use it for a mitzvah? It's not enough to designate it. That's the machlokas with Hazmona Milsa or Lav Milsa. That's not for us. But be that as it may, you lit the Ner Chanukah. Now you want to read, your favorite pamphlet that is presenting, you know, the various, all the stuff that's on the floor, you know, today, you know, in the your favorite, okay, whatever it is, we're not going to get into politics here. Okay. No, hopefully Parsha Shavua is not on the floor. But in any event, so you have a newspaper. Lama Zogin, a newspaper. You want to read a newspaper. Again, back in the day, they didn't have electricity like we have today. So you want to read the newspaper to the Ner Chanukah. Are you allowed to do that or not? Why not? Because it's huktzah l'mitzvaso. Rabbosai, just drill it into your brains. Huktzah l'mitzvaso. The most important sugya, I think, l'fi ani yisdaiti, that the Ramban quotes here, is the sugya in Sukkah. The sugya in Sukkah is the famous sugya of Hukta L'Mitzvasa, which means that if I set up a sukkah, I'm not allowed to take, let's say, a piece of schach falls out. Or can I break off a piece of schach and I want to use it for my purposes? No, I'm not allowed to do that. The Gemara has an equation between sukkah and chagiga. Ma chagiga, shem shamayim chal al chagiga. Just like in kachim, the shem shamayim is chal on the kachim. So too sukkah, because it's hooked to the mitzvah, shem shamayim chal al sukkah. And the Ramban goes on to quote a sugya in sukkah regarding hadas, that you're not allowed to smell the hadas, lulav, you're not allowed to use it for your purposes. And then the Ramban summarizes this entire presentation by saying that it would be a bizui mitzvah to violate the iser huktel mitzvah. So, says the Ramban, anything that's designated for a mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mavaza the mitzvah by using it for your purposes. Lefichach, this is the punchline in this whole presentation, beis hakneses, as long as it's in use, it's called huktzah l'mitzvaso. What mitzvah does the Ramban have in mind? We know that Ner Chanukah is huktzah l'Ner Chanukah, and Hadas is huktzah l'mitzvah of l'kachtem l'chem v'talad minim, and we know that a sukkah is huktzah l'mitzvah of teishu v'kein taduru. What is the huktzah l'mitzvaso of beis hakneses? What mitzvah? Rambos, I don't all answer at once because Trey Koli Lo Mishtamoy. Tefillah, correct. Okay, you call Tefillah, that's good. We know who you're voting for tomorrow. No, I'm just joking. But call it Tefillah or Tefillah, whichever pronunciation you like. We're all on the same team. But that's what a Beis HaKnesses is all about, correct? Hukta L'Mitzvaso. And therefore, the Ramban says that Hukta L'Mitzvaso only applies while or when, as long as it's Hukta L'Mitzvaso, it's designated for a mitzvah. For example, let's say you have a sukkah or a lulav after the Zayin Yomim of sukkahs, then the Hukta L'Mitzvaso is... How do we go about deciding that a Beis HaKnesses is no longer, you know, its function, its Yichud L'Mitzvaso, Hukta L'Mitzvaso of Tefillah, is terminated? That's a decision of the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, represented by the Anshei Ha'ir, and all the different procedures and requirements that are derived from the Sugya in Masechta Megillah. The Ran is, if I can use a, again, I always say it's an American phrase, but at the end you'll always tell me it comes from the Brits. But anyway, the Ran is not a happy camper. Okay, is that a British phrase? We probably stole it from the Brits, yeah, at the time of the revolution. The Ran is not a happy camper. And if you take a look at the Ran, which again is a long arichus, and that's in small print on the bottom of your page one, we can summarize the main objection, I think, of the Ran. Again, this would take us hours to go through this, but the Ran doesn't understand the following. He says that within the context of Hukta L'Mitzvaso, the Gemara says that the Isur of reading, you know, your newspaper, La'or Ner Chanukah, is not an absolute, limitless Isur. Hukta L'Mitzvaso means that you can't use it for a lower level. But let's say you want to use it for something that's also for a mitzvah. That, says the Ran, is okay. He says, yet the Gemara says that a Beis HaKnesses, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and we saw that that's how the Ram paskins in Perkut Aleph, can only be transformed to a Beis HaMedrash because of the halacha of Mailin B'Kedusha, which means Iluyei Kamalyei L'Kedushaso. In other words, to convert a Beis HaKnesses to another Beis HaKnesses, again, we have to see all the details, would not be permissible. You want to transform this Beis HaKnesses, and maybe you want to relocate the Beis HaKnesses, you can only do that for the sake of Iluyei Malya L'Kedushasa. You have to raise the level of Kedusha.
But that's not low reading, though.
correct, even though it's not Moridin, but the Gemara establishes the condition that the only time you're allowed to exchange a Beis HaKnesses for another building is only if it's Iluye Kamali. It's got to be Milan V'Kedushaso. Says the Ran, according to Ramban's thesis, that's not justified. Because the Ramban is based on Huktzele Mitzvaso. In Huktzele Mitzvaso, you don't need Iluye Malia L'Kedushaso. You don't have to use the Cheftashal Mitzvah for something greater. All you need is what's called Shava B'Shava. They only have to be equal on the same level. Here, in the case of Beis HaKnesses, the Gemara requires as a condition that you are Iluye Malia. You have to do an Iluye. And the Ran says that that is not justified by the halacha of Hukta L'Mitzvah. That's, by the way, the sugya as Rav and Shmuel, and we're not going to go into it now, we'll wait till Mitzvah next Hanukkah, but according to the halacha, you're allowed to be madlik one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. Did you know that? So if I want to use a Ner Chanukah for my own personal purposes, I'm not allowed to touch the Ner. But if I want to use that Ner Chanukah for another Ner, that you're allowed to do. Again, I wouldn't recommend it, halacha l'maisa, but that's the Ran. So you'll see the Ran in this. So what does the Ran say? Now keep in mind, according to the Ramban, Huktzel Mitzvaso engenders what kind of Kedusha? Doraisa or Derabanan? We will medayek carefully from the Ramban, it's only Derabanan. What does the Ran say? And this I bolded a little bit. Not all of the Ran, but part of it. I said, Lefichach, nearly. The Ran at the end of your page 1 says that I would like to offer a different interpretation of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And that is that Kevon Sheikro also Ilomar Dover Shebekedusha. The Chachamim looked at the Beis HaKnesses, and what they saw is that the Beis HaKnesses is dedicated for Kedusha, for sanctity. We're not talking Rabosai, please. This is a waste of time even to mention, because everybody knows what I'm about to say. There are all sorts of rooms outside of the sanctuary. Especially in today's, you know, modern context, in many countries in the world, you've got administrative, you know, office rooms, you may have a library, you may have a social hall, you know, where they come and play bingo, I don't know what they do, hopefully for fundraising purposes. There are many, a kiddish club, okay, you know, bring out the whiskey. No, we won't bring out the whiskey. But whatever it is, we have all these rooms. That's not what we're discussing. You know, those rooms are okay. There are all sorts of tshuvas about, you know, giving shiurim in a conservative temple. And basically the poskim say if you go to one of the side rooms, that's okay. But not to go into the sanctuary. I'm not going into this whole issue, but you should be aware of it. It has to do with Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So now, the Ran says that when we talk about the sanctuary, what do we do in the sanctuary of a shul? We do Dvarim Shebekedusha. That's where we're mekayim the mitzvah of Nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael. Through Kaddish, through Kedusha, possibly through Barchu, anything that requires a minyan, maybe Kriyas HaTorah, Chazor Sashatz, etc., etc., etc. We've discussed this in the past. Says the Ran, the Rabbanan looked at the Beis HaKnesses, and they wanted to establish a Kedusha because the Beis HaKnesses is a Mokom Kedusha. So you know what they did? They gave it the status of what's called Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim, again, getting back to the Beis HaMikdash, because everything that we're doing today really is to try to find a correspondence between our Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Mikdash Ma'at. Do you remember where that pasuk is? No, just for your own ideas. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel Navi. Yechezkel Navi says that a Beis HaKnesses is called a Mikdash Ma'at. And therefore, mostly when we touch on the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, we're really touching, at least from the Ran and on, I don't know about the Ramban, but from the Ran and on, we're talking about a Kedusha that corresponds or almost replaces, to some extent, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ran's point is that if your ultimate sanctity is a Beis HaMikdash, that's the ultimate, that's Doraisa, the Rabbanan looked for some level of Kedusha to penetrate into the Beis HaKnesses as a Mikdash Ma'at. And that level of Kedusha will not be the highest level of Kedusha, it'll be a lower level of Kedusha, but Kedusha nevertheless. And that's called Kedushas Damim. we have with regard to the Beis HaMikdash two fundamentally different kedushas. We have kedushas haguf. For example, if you have a hemas kodesh, you cannot be poda it. You cannot transfer the kedusha from that animal onto damim, because the kedusha is inherent in the very fibers of the animal, if you could call it that. Mashen king is something called a lower level of kedusha. Kedusha is damim, where I come to give something for the bedek habayis, which means I give the gizbar an object. It could be an animal, by the way. It doesn't even an animal would be worth a lot of money. But really, what you're giving to the Beis HaMikdash is not inherent in the object, but rather in what?
The
value of the object. Excellent. The object represents its value. And instead of digging into my pocket and coming up with cash, with what we call kesef, instead I give something that's shava kesef, and that has a kedushas damim. And the Ran, based on this understanding, that the kedusha of a beis hakneses is equal to kedushas damim, he says the following: Me'achar, this on the next line in small print, Me'achar sheitilu kedushas al damim, is kedushas damim klisha Mikdushas Beis HaKnesses. It's not really the highest level of Kedusha, and therefore he says you could be Mafkia that Kedusha in the Damim. And he says on the bottom of the page, the Shiva Tuveir, although they themselves, but B'maimat Ansheir Yecholim, this is on top of page 2, Yechlafkia Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And he says that's what Kedushas Damim is all about. So again, let's just summarize what we said. Yeah, there's kedusha on the damim, but once you mafkia that kedusha, then the damim no longer have kedusha. And here we have a summary of what we've seen until this point. Again, according to the Ramban, what is the nature of kedusha based on Knesses? Hukta l'mitzvaso. And I think that's fascinating because perhaps, in the light of the Ramban, we can discuss the machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, or Rav Papi and Rav Papa, intelligently. In other words, if you want to know what is the level of the Kedusha, and whether in comparing and contrasting Kedushas Beis HaKnesses to Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, which level of Kedusha is greater, Nafkemina Lagabe Mailam Bekodesh, then you begin to enter into the whole sugya of Huktzal Mitzvaso, and you ask yourself, well, if it's Huktzal Mitzvah X, or if it's Huktzal Mitzvah Y, now at least I can have a standard of comparison in which I can compare Mitzvah X to Mitzvah Y, and ask myself the question, which of those two mitzvahs has the greatest significance? On the other hand, if I go with the Ran's approach, that there's some sort of quasi-kedushas damim, which the Rabbanan superimposed on a Beis HaKnesses, requiring all sorts of conditions in getting rid of, so to speak, or nulling and voiding, negating the kedushas damim of a Beis HaKnesses, you wonder, what is the status of a Beis HaMedrash according to the Ran? So let's spend a few minutes. This is the part of the Shia that I think I do understand. There's a lot of parts of the Shia that are very complicated. And that's the Ramban. What is the machlokas here regarding Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Kedushas Beis HaMedrash? So let's start with the easy assumptions. The first premise is that Huktzal Mitzvaso, in the case of Beis HaKnesses, is which mitzvah? Everybody, what's the mitzvah of Beis HaKnesses? Huktzal Mitzvaso is tefillah. In the case of Beis HaMedrash, it's Huktzal which mitzvah? Talmud Torah. And now we can begin to embark on a comparison between these two mitzvahs. Which mitzvah is greater? Tefillah or Talmud Torah? But there's one Gemara that you have to know. It's very simple. And the Gemara really spells it out. You know, when the Gemara wants to weigh the Tariag Mitzvos, it puts 612 on one side of the equation, and exactly, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The Gemara clearly indicates that Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah equal to, and maybe even beyond, depends how you read Keneged Kulam and interpret those words, all the other 612, including Tefillah. Tefillah is great, and if you, again, I always public relations, if you'll attend my Agada Teshuvim on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you'll see exactly how great Tefillah is. But nevertheless, in terms of Huktzah L'Mitzvasa, there's no doubt that Talmud Torah is a greater Huktzah L'Mitzvasa than the mitzvah of Tefillah. Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. And here I understand the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Smooth, yashar, glaif, as we say in Yiddish. Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that if you're dealing with huktzah mitzvaso, how can you take an object that's huktzah to a lower level mitzvah and now rededicate it? I'm sorry. How can you take an object that's huktzah to a greater level mitzvah and rededicate it to a mitzvah that's of a lower status? And therefore I can sell a Beis HaKnesses for a Beis HaMedrash because of my limit Kedusha. The huktzah mitzvah is going up. But I can't do it in the reverse because then it's Mori limit Kedusha. But here's where I have to rack our brains. What would Rabbi Yochanan argue as a counter argument to establish that the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is superior to that of a Beis HaMedrash? Clearly, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is correct in his premise that Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah within the perspective of the Ramban of Huktzah L'Mitzvah. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is right. What is it about Tefillah that makes Tefillah unique as far as Huktzah L'Mitzvah is concerned, to establish the Kedusha of the mitzvah?
You say Mishalim Parvus, when you're talking about Parvus, which is right.
Could be. Okay, Alan, we'll come back to that later. But right now, I want you to take a look at a Gemara in Brachas. After all, officially we're learning Masechta Brachas. I mean, I'm a little bit guilty. I've sort of, you know, gone off on a little bit of a long tangent here. But how can you learn Masechta Brachas and not understand what the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is? So if you take a look on page 2 of your Maror Makomos, the first source, this is a Gemara that appears twice in the first parak of Brachos. It's so fascinating that the Gemara felt it was so important that the Gemara repeated it and we have to know about it. The Gemara tells us that Omer Rabbi Chelba, Omer Rav Huna, Kol HaKoveya Makom L'Tfiloso Elokei Avram B'Ezro. Avram Avinu is not only the paradigm of Tefillah, right? He's the breakthrough, he's the revolutionary who establishes Tefillah, but more than that, he adds a condition, which I wouldn't say is Likuva, but certainly enhances and embellishes the mitzvah of Tefillah, because Avraham Avinu always comes back to the same place. In order to daven in a makom Tefillah, you have to designate a place for Tefillah. And not only that, I'll quote to you the Rambam. It's not on your page, it's just a few words in the Rambam. You can make a note of it if you like. Perek Hei Milchus Tefillah Halacha Vav V'koveya Makom L'Tefilas Otamit. He should always establish a Makom Tefillah. And we're going to assume for our purposes, like Rabbeinu Yonah in that sugya in Brachos, that this applies to a Beis HaKnesses. You don't just walk into a shul, I'm assuming it's your regular shul, I'm not talking about a guest, and just haphazardly happen to fall into a seat. Your seat, George, has your name on it. And no one's allowed to take it away from you. That's called a Koveya Makom L'Tfiloso. This halacha is a unique halacha in Tefillah. The Rambam does not quote this halacha, not in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and not in Hilchas Tefillah. And the Gemara itself of Rabbi Chalba, the way we have the Girsa, the Gemara just says, HaKoveya Makom L'Tefiloso. Nobody whispers a word about being Koveya Makom L'Talmud Torah. And I believe, Rabosai, that this is a very critical, this sheds a very important light on the whole issue of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And why is that? Because you want to know in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, what is the sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses? Is it simply the walls? Or anything within the walls? It goes beyond that. There's what I would call a makom, a location, that is sanctified through Kedushas Tefillah. By being makta this this Beis HaKnesses L'Tefillah, I'm not only establishing that the bias as a whole, in its totality, is hooked to the mitzvah's tefillah, I'm going even beyond that. I am creating a new, additional hooked to the mitzvah. So it's hooked to the mitzvah so with an additional kiyum to it, another dimension to the hooked to the mitzvah. So. And that hooked to the mitzvah so is not related neither to the walls of the Beis HaKnesses, not even to the furniture of the Beis HaKnesses, the Heichal, the Bima, and even maybe you need what's called Mechubar LaKarka, but in any event, the furniture of Beis HaKnesses also has Kiddush. I don't know, I saw somebody not here, Chas V'Shalom, hint, hint, but who was banging on the Bima here and making music. He was using the Bima as a drum. You know, we have to create takonis for our Beis HaKnesses because I'm not sure that that's legally okay. I saw a person who was leaning on the Aron Kodesh. I'm convinced that that's also Al Pi Din. Because even on Yom Kippur when we're weak, because the Aron Kodesh is part of Beis HaKnesses and there's a din of Mora Beis HaKnesses. Okay, according to the Ramban, it would only be Derabbanan, but nevertheless, we cannot be Mezalzel and Issa Derabbanan. And now we go beyond not only the furniture of the Beis HaKnesses, but even the makom of the Beis HaKnesses. There's some set of abstract concept called Kedushas Makom. We once spoke about it here. Who remembers in what context we spoke about Kedushas Makom? Anybody? In Beis, correct, excellent. Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is Kedushas Mechitzos. But there's a halacha called Beis HaMechira, and that is Kedushas Makom. And what we want to suggest is that just like Beis HaMikdash has not only Kedushas Mechitzos but also Kedushas Makom, so too does a Beis HaKnesses have the additional Kedusha of Kedushas Makom. How does that abstract concept express itself? Halacha L'maisa? In being Miyached Makom L'Tefillah. And the Gemara says, they call it Koveya, Makom L'Tefilaso, is Hareza, what's the language of the Gemara? Okay, Avram B'Ezra. And when he passes on, we describe him in the eulogy as an Onav, and a Chassid, he's Talmidav, Shel Avram Avinu. He extends the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses beyond Kedushas Mechitzos, and he generates a Kedushas Makom, because he's Koveya Makom L'Tefilaso. So again, perhaps we could say the following, and then the floor is yours, Alan, just in summarizing. What is, according to the Ramban, the machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Huktzel mitzvaso, there's no doubt that the Huktzel mitzvaso of Talmud Torah supersedes the Huktzel mitzvaso of Tefillah, because Talmud Torah can't get kulam. And Rabbi Yochanan says, but wait a minute, if you're talking about the Huktzel mitzvaso, there's an entire dimension of Huktzel mitzvaso and a brand new dimension of Kedusha that applies to a Beis HaKnesses that does not apply to a Beis HaMedrash. And what is that? The Yichud Makom. The halach of Yichud Makom is an exclusive halach in Tefillah and does not apply to Talmud Torah.
My only question is that how does that help with Yochanan when the Omer of Chista and Maisa of Abaya, when the Gemara itself says that where should you make your Makom Tefillah? Your Makom where you have Talmud Torah. So therefore you stop again.
Excellent question. I would say, Alan, that Gemara is talking to someone who is integrating his tefillah and Talmud Torah together. So therefore, since it's his makom Torah, in other words, it's his Beis HaMedrash, he's mekayim the mitzvah of Avodah. You remember the Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh, hey, and the Rambam integrates in Avodah, Avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem, Avodah zu Talmud, Avodah zu tefillah. There's a special halacha that the Gdolei Yisrael have an ability to create an avoda on the highest level by integrating their personal Talmud Torah with tefillah. And that integration of Torah and tefillah is something which convinced Abaye, if you remember, and Ravasi and others, to remove to undermine their regular minhag of davening in a Beis HaKnesses and daven in the place where they study Torah. According to some Rishonim, even be a chidus, this new level of avodah allows you to even forego the kedushas or the kiyum, I should say, of tefillah b'tzibur. Not all Rishonim agree with that. But now our sugya is a different sugya. We're not talking about the unique fulfillment of a maisa avoda on its perfect level. We're talking about beis haknesses and beis hamedrash in terms of huktzel mitzvaso. Which huktzel mitzvaso is superior? And I say the following: on the one end, huktzel mitzvaso. If we analyze the mitzvah, there's no doubt that a beis hamedrash is greater, and that reflects the sheet of Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yochanan says there's another dimension to huktzel mitzvaso that a makta a makom tefillah, not just the beis haknesses. The beis haknesses now is kolel, it sort of integrates or it expands to have two different kedushos. It has the kedusha of mitzvahs tefillah and the kedushas makom of being miyachid makom litefillah. However, according to the Ran, I'm really in trouble.
Is the kedusha there even if there's not tefillah?
You mean hasmono, where they didn't daven there, or what? Or they stopped davening? If they stop davening,
between the davening, shachris and then
for me. Oh no, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's always there. The kedusha is latent in the makom because it's huktzel mitzvaso, meaning that as long as this beis haknesses is dedicated for tefillah, again, I'm not talking about when they decide. You know, that's it. We'll find a different beis haknesses. I come from an area, I don't know about your hometown back in the day, but I come from an area where neighborhoods would change, and it was pretty terrible because you can't deal with the Beis HaKnesses when the neighborhood becomes so dangerous. I mean, there are places where I come from where to this day, if you look carefully under the, you know what, you'll see a mugging David. You know, you can still see it. Terrible things that went on. But up until that point, Be'ezer Hashem, that we can continue dedicating our Beis HaKnesses to what? To the mitzvah of tefillah. Then even between Shachris and Mincha, we have what's called Huktzel Mitzvaso, according to the Ramban. However, Abosai, I have to tell you that in the Ran's frame of reference, everything that we said is totally irrelevant. The Ran is not analyzing or defining the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses from the perspective of Huktzel Mitzvaso. If it's not Huktzel Mitzvaso, what difference does it make? What would make a Beis HaMedrash in the perspective of Yishuv ben Levi superior in its Kedusha to that of a Beis HaKnesses? So you'll tell me, well, Huktzel Talmud Torah, that doesn't register within the perspective of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Of the Ran, I mean to say. The Ran is operating with the perspective of Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Domim, says the Ran, was the way that Chazal established the connection between our Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMikdash of old. They took, albeit a lower level of Kedusha called Kedushas Domim, and they superimposed it on the Beis HaKnesses. Good. So now I understand the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan comes out to be the star that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is greater than that of a Beis HaMedrash, because the Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash is not a replacement for the Beis HaMikdash of old. And basically what we're going to have to analyze according to the Ran, maybe we'll leave this for the next year, is when the Rabbanon created this new halacha of Kedushas Damim, did they establish that halacha even with regard to the Beis HaMedrash where Torah is studied? And if they did so, why did they do so? Alright, now I want to get to the main point of the Shia, and that is the Shita of the Rambam. I'd like you to begin by taking a look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Mihilchas Tefillah, which on the second page of Yomar Makomos is the fourth source. Now you might ask me, why am I jumping to this Rambam? But I think you'll see my point very quickly. The Ramban says, what happens to a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash Shecharvu? That means they now are desolate. They were destroyed. Says the Rambam, B'kdushasan hein ondos. The Kedusha remains. Rambam says, what does that indicate, that the Kedusha remains even after the walls are destroyed? It's not a Kedusha. Yeah, we'll get to that, Alan. You're always a step ahead of me. But first and foremost, it's not a Kedushas Mechitzos. Because if it was Kedushas Mechitzos, then, you know, Batlu Mechitzos, Batlu HaKedusha. But rather, it's a Kedushas Makom. And where does the Rambam, this is what I want to call your attention to, where does the Rambam derive this from? And this is a pasuk at the end of Sefer Vayikra, It says, Vashimosi es mikdash shechem. And the Torah calls it a mikdash, even though Hashimosi, and even beyond, its shmava, it's desolate. Afal pishem shomimim b'kdushasan ein omdim. And therefore, the halach of kavod and mora, these halachas, these mitzvahs that apply to kedushas hamakom, continue to exist even after the mechitzos are gone. Where did the Rambam get this from? A very radical conclusion of the Rambam. What was the source for the Rambam? What came before the Rambam? And the answer is what? A Mishnah. A Mishnah in Masechta Megillah. The Mishnah tells us, so we're not going to learn the entire Mishnah, but part of the Mishnah that's relevant to us. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Beis HaKnesses Shecharev. There are all sorts of Isurim that apply to the Beis HaKnesses even after Churban. Shenemar, because of the Pasuk Vashimosi es Mikdash Sheichem, is Kedushas Hanafal Pi Shem Shomimim. Rabbosai, why do I call your attention to this Rambam based on that Mishnah in Megillah? What kind of Kedusha are we dealing with? Are we dealing with the Ramban's Huktzalim Mitzvaso? Are we dealing with the Ran's, the Rabbanan gave it a Kedushas Damim? Or are we dealing with what kind of din, Alan, as you said it before? We're dealing with the Daraisa Halacha of Kedusha. And I'll prove it to you. Where does the Rambam quote this pasuk of Hashimosi es Mikdash Sheichem beyond Hilchas Tefillah? Where else does the Rambam quote this pasuk? In Hilchas Beis HaBechira, fascinating Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Vav. Mehilchas Beis HaBechira, to the sixth source on your page. And he asked the question, V'lomani omer v'migdash v'yushalayim Kedusha Rishon HaKidsha Liyasid Lavo, that the Kedusha of Migdash and Yushalayim, unlike the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, I'm talking about Kedusha Rishona, I'm talking about the Kedusha of Yoshua, the Kedusha Rishona. He says, but with regard to Yushalayim and Beis HaMigdash, that Kedusha is Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Asid Lavo. Says the Rambam, even after the destruction of the first Beis HaMigdash, the Kedusha is still there. And how much more so in the case of the second Beis HaMigdash, where Eretz Yisrael still maintains its Kedusha. L'fi she'kedusha sa'migdash yishlaim ipnei ha'shchina v'ha'shchina eina b'teila. And the Rambam says, Vaharehu Omer, Vashimosi es Mikdash Sheichem. Stach Rabbosai, the Rambam takes this very same pasuk from which we established the Kedushas Mikdash, and that Kedushas Mikdash continues and sustains itself even after destruction, and the Rambam uses that pasuk, which he borrows from Hilchas Beis HaBechira as the Mishnah did in Megillah, and applies it to the Beis HaKnesses. And the Rambam says, therefore the Beis HaKnesses, even after its churban, afilu bishmamosam, is harayim b'kdushasam, says the Rambam, because of the pasuk, vashimosi es mikdash sheichem. Is Dr. Rambam equated two kedushos? Which two kedushos? Kedushas Migdash and Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Those two kedushos are identical. And therefore those two kedushos will continue even after destruction. And the clincher of it, Rabbosai, to really, I think, drive home this point, beyond any doubt, is that I actually found in one of the Rishonim that he holds that there is a din of Kedushas Migdash to the Beis HaKnesses Midoraisa. So if you have any doubts, and you're one of those, you know, suspicious type guys, that maybe I'm reading too much into the Rambam, try the Urayim for size. The Urayim is one of the Bali Atosos Rebbe Elezer Mimetz, and he has his own codification of the mitzvahs, and in Shin Samachayol, although the different editions of the Sefer Yireim, you'll see it on the top of your page 2. He writes that the mitzvah of Mora Migdash, which applies to the Beis HaMigdash, applies even to a Beis HaKnesses and even to a Beis HaMedrash. And he says, V'yareisa melokecha tziva Beikanes Adam leMigdash, Ola Beis HaKnesses, Ola Beis HaMedrash, Sheyinog Bahem Moro Ukavot. And he doesn't flinch and make a bit of a difference between the Kedusha of the Beis HaMigdash insofar as it engenders the mitzvah of Yirah and the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. They are all derived Ichsiv Behar Sinai, Eshab Sosi Tishmoru, Umigdash Aitiro. Included in Es Magdoshei Tiro is not only the Beis HaMigdash, but also the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. Shenikru Migdash, and they too are called Migdash. And he quotes the Toras Kohanim, who, again, I don't know why he doesn't quote the Mishnah Megillah, Vashimosias Migdash Sheichem, and that is Marbe, even Bate Knesios, Ubate Midrash. Then he quotes the Sugya in Megillah. I have here, if you're interested, this I happen to have received in an email on Friday, and I made some copies for you if I'll only find them. Oh. Here, if you don't mind passing this around, again, I don't have too many copies, but this is a Rabbi Pfeffer, but not related to Daniel Pfeffer, of Yeshua Pfeffer, and he has me on his list, and... He's what? He is related?
He's a Levi.
Oh, he's a Levi. Okay. You never know. You know, who knows? Back in the day, maybe... Alright. So what do I want to... I want to point out to you that with the help of this article, a copy of which I have for myself here, if I ever find it, we have a Sefer HaYireim, which I didn't know existed. Then I found it in Bar Ilan. Yeah, I'll give it right back. I just want to... He says the following. On the bottom of your page 1, is this din of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Mora Beis HaKnesses Doraiso Drabonon? He says, L'das HaYireim Chovas Mora Beis HaKnesses He mitzvah Doraiso The Osur Min HaTorah Linog Beis HaKnesses Minog Bizayon. Again, the Yisoda, Yisoda Sirabosai is that according to the Reim, there are two Kedushos that are halachically identical on a Doraisa level. And that is, or those are, I should say, the Kedushas Migdash and the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And you might think that the Sefer HaYireim is some far-flung Shita, and we don't have to worry about this, because you're going to see Halacha L'maisa, how relevant this Shita, the Sefer HaYireim, is going to be in contemporary tshuvas. And we'll see the Shevet HaLevi, which is on the back of this page, page 2. This breakthrough of the Sefer HaYireim is quoted by the B'chai Adam. Rabosa the Chai Adam, Rav Danzig. He's a major pillar for Ashkenazic Psak. And it's brought down in the Mishnah Brura. That's pretty impressive. And it's all based on the Gemara in Megillah. And if you'll take a look on the second side of your page, he writes in the name of the Tofas Ra'im, which is the super commentary on the Sefer HaYireim, that what's the deal if you want to cut off a part on the outside of the Beis HaKnesses of one of the stones, and you need that stone in order to build a sukkah, let's say, right? Part of the sukkah is stone, not the schach, obviously, and you're using it for a mitzvah. And he says that according to the Sefer HaYireim, in doing so, you violate an Iser Da'oraisa. You get this, Rabosai. Now that's in the second paragraph on your page 2. Hold on to that for just a minute, I want to come back to it. But before I read to you this punchline from the Tofas Ra'im, I want to read to you a Rambam. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, you know that the Rambam has an introduction to the Mishnah Torah, which is called the Sefer HaMitzvah Kotzar. Now, it's in addition to his classical Sefer HaMitzvahs, he also has a summary of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Sefer HaMitzvahs itself is much more lengthy. But here, he says the following, Samach Hei, and I'm going to play a pedagogic game with you. And hopefully you'll forgive me for doing this. I'm going to omit a few words in the Rambam for emphasis, and then come back and read it with those few words. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Slosa says Samach Hei, Shlo La'abed Beis HaMikdash. And he says, Ein Mochkin Shemos HaMikudoshin, etc., etc., Shenemar, Lo sasun kein l'Hashem Elokecha. What did I skip? You guessed it. Shelo la'ave beis hamigdosh o beis hakneses o beis hamedrash. Shenemar lo sasun kein l'Hashem Elokechem. I submit to you, Rabbosai, is the Rambam talking about a Kedusha d'Oraisa or a Kedusha d'Rabbanan? No doubt about it, he's talking about a Kedusha d'Oraisa. Everything we said about and the Rambam quoted the pasuk of Beis HaMikdash, the same exact pasuk that he quotes in Beis HaBachir Vashimosi es Mikdash Shechem. Here the Rambam's talking about the love of Lotas and Kein Lashem Elokechem, that you're not allowed to destroy any part of a Beis HaMikdash. That's the Torah explicitly, and the Rambam extends that, included in this lav, any part of the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMedrash. And Rabbosa, you begin to understand that it's not just the Urayim, quoted by the Chayyadim and the Mishnah Berurah, it's also the Shittas of Rambam. The Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is identical with the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash on a Doraisa level, and therefore any of the lavim that apply, or any of the Essim that apply to Mora Mikdash, apply to a Beis HaKnesses as well. And if you'd look here on this page that I just gave you, in this long article, he quotes a tshuva from the posek in Bnei Brak Rav Vazna, Shut Shevet HaLevi, and the Shevet Levi is dealing in the third paragraph on your page 2 with the possibility of chopping off a stone from the Beis HaKnesses for the sake of Bnias HaSukkah. And he quotes Reb Chaim Tzanzer and he wants to be Mekel. Wow. But he says in his condition of why he's being Mekel, that's in the next paragraph, that one liner, he says, because he thinks that the Isur of Losas and Kein Lashem Elokechem doesn't apply to stones that are on the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Beis HaMikdash, but only to the stones on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash or the walls themselves. To make a long story short, he's Mekil, but only under very, very strict conditions. And therefore, we're dealing with a very serious halacha. And in the next paragraph, which just blew my mind, the Stechemet writes that based on the Urayim, which we claim is the Rambam, that the Torah considers the Beis HaKnesses as a Bimkom Beis HaMikdash, he says that there's a chiyuv to build a Beis HaKnesses. That when 10 Jews live in a town, they are obligated to build a Beis HaKnesses, which means financially they have to chip in. It's like the municipal taxes, you know, for the sake of security or for the sake of water and irrigation. And he says that even though the Torah says V'yasuli Migdash, included in that mitzvah V'yasuli Migdash is the replacement of the Beis HaMikdash, namely the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, the halacha is that not only can I force a person to chip in if he lives in that city for the building of the Beis HaKnesses under the normal halacha of Tzarchei Rabim, like we said, security needs, but it comes under the halacha, which is a very severe halacha, of kofin ala mitzvos. Do you hear this, Rabbi Hosai? Kofin ala mitzvos. Do you know what that means? Again, this is way beyond the purview of our discussion today, but in the case of kofin al espinei ayir litzarchei ayir, the worst we can do, is to confiscate his possessions. We can freeze his bank account for the purpose of building a Beis HaKnesses. In the case of kofin al mitzvahs, we can even physically beat him up till he's blue, till he's black and blue. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm not telling you to do it. But I'm just saying that kofin al mitzvahs is a whole different halacha than tzarchei ayir. We're not talking about finances here. We're talking about a mitzvah. If we subsume the kedusha of Beis HaKnesses under the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, and we apply all the mitzvahs that apply in Beis HaMikdash and all the lavim that apply to the Beis HaMikdash to the Beis HaKnesses, then we were also going to extend it, says the Stechemet, to the mitzvah of Yasuli Mikdash of building a Beis HaKnesses, and therefore the poskim are inclined to think that kofen ala mitzvahs will kick in with regard to the mitzvah of building a Beis HaKnesses. This is mind-boggling. And I don't know if you could have gone this far within the context of the Ramban, and certainly not in the context of the Ran, but if we have the Rambam Shita that equates the Kedushas Migdash with Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and we saw it explicitly in the Yireim, one of the Rishonim, then we can really go very far. How many of you here saw Rabbi Kivager inside? You got it? Okay, great. I'm just going to read to you the language of Rabbi Kivager. You saw it first. Great. Okay. Rabbi Kivager in Siman Kuf Nun, which you won't find in this page. But Kuf Nun is the Siman dedicated to Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. He writes the following. Kosav HaRambam Besof Perik Yud Mehilchas Avodas Kochavim Dehanotea Ilan Eitzal HaMizbeach. A person goes into the Beis HaMikdash and he plants a tree next to the Mizbeach or Bechol Azara or anywhere in the Azara. He says, Bein Ilan Srak, Bein Ilan Michael, Areza Lokim in HaTorah. Planting trees is a lav min HaTorah. Vikosav, says Rabbi Kivager, HaRab David Armo, Biperusha LaRambam. Rab David Armo was one of the Kadmonim in that period of time, you know, between the Rishonim and the Achronim, like 5 centuries ago. And he's republished in the Frankel edition of the Rambam. But here Rabbi Kivager quotes him on Shulchan Aruch. Degam Eitzel Beis HaKnesses. Asur. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to plant a tree near the Mizbeach or anywhere in the Azara, and it doesn't matter what kind of tree you're planting, the same Isur applies to the Beis HaKnesses, but he adds one word. This was the letdown for me. Midrabbanan. You see, who am I? But I'm saying, I would have crossed out this word Midrabbanan. I would have said it's Midaraisa. Because if the Rambam is applying the lav of Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Elokeichem to be Ma'abed, part of the Beis HaKnesses, if the Rambam is applying Mora Migdash, and even the Churbono, the Kedushas Migdash, applies to Beis HaKnesses as well, based on the same Pasuk Vashimosias Migdashechem, we're talking about a Kedusha Doraisa, my friends. And if we're talking about a Kedusha Doraisa, then planting a tree should be an Iser Doraisa. And Maisa Shahoya. There was a big question back in Europe that came to the attention of the poskim, and the question was about planting trees outside the Beis HaKnesses. And the Netziv was Mekil, and the Rav told us that his grandfather Reb Chaim was Mekil. And the question is why? Why was Reb Chaim Mekil, according to the Shitas of the Rambam and the Yireim, the way we developed it, the same Issur that applies in Beis HaMikdash should apply in Beis HaKnesses? And the Rav said that that's only where?
Inside
in the Azara, next to the Mizbeach. Those are places that have Kedusha, and there you're not allowed to plant trees. But in the Chatzar of Beis HaKnesses, that's not considered part of the Beis HaKnesses itself, and despite the elevation of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses to the level, to the status of Kedushas Mikdash, nevertheless, we're not talking about a Mizbeach, we're not talking about Kedushas Azara, we're talking about planting a tree outside the Beis HaKnesses. Is Memela, we understand that perhaps Reb Chaim was Mekil for that reason. And I want to leave you with one thought as we part for the day. Hopefully we'll get together again on Wednesday. Next week, by the way, if you're interested in the shiur, let me know. On Monday, I have to help my wife, but we can have the shiur. I got a special license early. So if you can make an early shiur next Monday, a week from today, let me know. Bulimeder, again, I'm not signed up yet. But if there's an interest, I would try to work that out. We'd have to have it at around 9:30-ish Jewish time. Anyway, what thought do I want to leave you with as we part for the day? What is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi according to the Rambam? L'chora, at first glance, who's correct according to the Rambam? Again, we said that according to the, let's just go over it one more time. According to the Ramban, Huktzil Mitzvah, so we thought the Reb Shuvan Levi was correct, correct? That Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is superior. According to the Ramban, the Ran on the other hand, we thought that Reb Yochanan was correct. Who should be correct according to the Rambam? Of course, Rabbi Yochanan, because of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, which the Rambam establishes over and over again, is equal to and not inferior to Kedushas Beis HaMikdash.
He says the same thing for the Beis HaMikdash.
Why? That's what I don't understand. How do we justify, Daniel, you're on, I just want to ask my question, how do we justify the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and the Rambam codifies the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Why is Kedushas Beis HaMedrash as great as the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Ribono Shalom? Bishlevi, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, I understand Rabbi Yochanan's point, that is the status of Kedushas Migdash, and that's a Doraisa Halacha. But why should the Beis HaMedrash have that Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash? We're not talking about Huktzel Mitzvaso, we're not talking about Kedushas Damim, we're talking about the Etzem Gufa Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. Why does the Beis HaMedrash have that Kedusha? And not only that, it supersedes in Kedusha, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, and the Rambam codifies the Halacha like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.
Tanya.
The Rebbe brought that post Kain in which it had a little bit for the basic and for basic image to be done for this.
Why? That's what I'm trying to understand. In other words, I have no doubt in my mind that the Kedusha of Beis HaMedrash, according to the Rambam, Lahalacha Lamaisa, is greater than that of the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, you could sell a Beis HaKnesses for the sake of a Beis HaMedrash. And therefore, all the dinim of Moro will apply in a Beis HaMedrash. And therefore, the Beis HaMedrash, even after it's destroyed, there's still a Kedusha's Makom. But why? That's what I can't get my fingers, I can't get a grasp on. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, that's one approach. Excellent. That's what you mentioned, Alan, at the beginning of this year. But Rabosa, yeah, last week. Excellent. Okay. I got to be careful here. I see they remember what I said. We'll give it the, you know, the Kadesh Shikha of 1 week. I don't know, in 2 weeks, basically. But Sir Koshkin after Pesach, I could probably say the same shiur. Nobody would know the difference. I wouldn't know the difference. But Rabosa, I think, and this I want to give you a clue, and I want you to think about it, the answer to this problem, the clue, the key, is in your Mara Makomos pages. But we didn't get to it yet today. So now we're playing a game of detective game. See if you can find some of the Mara Makomos that we didn't get to today. And this is a challenge that I'm giving you, to hold on to the Mara Makomos. Can you do that for me? And we'll save the yeshiva some paper also. Okay, then, and we'll try to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash according to the Rambam. Okay, then? Who said Kash Darabonin? No, it's a Kash Doraisa. Let's get the pun. Yes. Okay, so.
Let's see.
Let's hear you. Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. זה יחזיר אותי לימים בהם לימדתי בשנות ההסדר, קצת להחזיר את השעון אחורה. It's the first. Wait, I just I'll finish with you, son. I just want to say. Okay. Kedusha kavanai miyuad leix, v'lachein asur lagat b'davar hazeh.
Understand
what I'm saying? Kemo shrashi omer b'parashat kedoshim, kedoshim tiyu, shiyu prushim, prushim kavanai isur. V'lachein anachnu omerim asher kedshanu mitzvotav yod. called Nivdal. Nivdal, Hakavana, Muzman, Mizuman, Lidavar Shel Aliyah, Sheish is a Keshel Lamala, Vilachain, Anachim Loichilim, Lagat Batbas.
Lagat Bahal, Kiru Mifudash.
Okay. תמיד מודדים בקדושה בדרגת האיסור. כל שהדרגה של האיסור, האיסור כולל הרבה יותר ויותר, סימן שהקדושה היא גדולה. כל שהאיסור פחות באש נמוכה, סימן וגילוי הדבר שהקדושה היא נמוכה יותר. תמיד מודדים את הקדושה באיסור.
שתיהם
אסורים,
אחד אסור יותר ואסור פחות.
שתיהם
נבדלים, אחד
נבדל
יותר.
לא, זה מה שאני אומר. אם אחד נבדל יותר, סימן שהקדושה היא גדולה. אתה מבין למה אני מתכוון? למשל, מותר לאכול בבית הכנסת, אסור לאכול בבית המדרש. זה גוף המוכיח שקדושת בית המקדש, בית המדרש היא גדולה יותר, למשל. או בדיוק הפוך, אני לא נכנס להלוך למעשה. ייתכן שיש היתרים דווקא בבית המדרש, אבל מחמת כך שאנחנו מקדישים את כל היום בבית המדרש. לכן הם התירו כמה דברים ולא מצאו בהם כאילו הפקעת הקדושה או פגיעה
בקדושה. פה מותר, פה אסור. אמרת אבל שיש קדושה יותר חמורה, זה אומר שזה אסור וזה עוד יותר אסור.
זאת אומרת, אם שני דברים הם אסורים, אז דברים שמותרים פה הם אסורים שם, סימן ששם יש לו יותר קדושה. תמיד אני מודד את דרגת הקדושה בהתאם למה שאסור יותר. כל מה שכולל יותר ויותר איסורים, למשל, בנוח אין לו קדושה של ישראל. למה? כי בישראל יש הרבה הרבה יותר איסורים מבן נוח. מה עם גר צדק? גר צדק יש לו יותר קדושה מבן נוח, כי יש מצוות ואיסורים שנוהגים בגרתו שם, שאינם נוהגים בן נוח. קדושת עבד, אני מדבר על עבד כנעני, היא קדושה הרבה יותר גדולה מקדושת בן נוח. למה? כי יש בעבד הרבה הרבה יותר איסורים. וכן הלאה. זה בקדושת האדם, בקדושת המקום, בקדושת...
אתה
משתמש במילה
הקדושה שלו.
כן.
זה כאילו האיסור שלו.
האיסורים שנוהגים בו, אם הם יותר כוללים ויותר חמורים, סימן וגילוי שהקדושה שלו היא אלימה יותר.
זה אותו דבר.
זה אותו דבר. א' וא' הם אותו דבר. אני אומר קדושה זה איסור. איסור זה קדושה.
נכון.
איך אני משדרג את האיסורים? איזה קדושה היא יותר חמורה? אז זה תלוי. אם יש פה יותר איסורים שנוהגים בו, סימן שהקדושה היא יותר גדולה. כל שיש איסורים פחותים או מוגבלים יותר, סימן שהקדושה היא נמוכה יותר. מובן? אני מסביר את עצמי או
כן, לא? כן, אני פשוט לפעמים זה נשמע. זה נשמע כמו שתי מילים, האיסורים שיש לו והקדושה שיש לו. ככל שהדבר יותר אסור, אז
זה מוכיח שהקדושה היא יותר גדולה.
זה הופך את זה שני דברים, אסור
והקדושה
אותו דבר.
זה אותו דבר מבחינה מעשית.
אז ההגדרה שלו שהוא יותר קדוש.
בדיוק.
או שהוא יותר אסור, ההגדרה שלו יותר קדוש.
אני מודד את עצם ההגדרה של הקדושה בהתאם לאיסורים שנוהגים באותו דבר.
כשאתה אומר שהמחיצות נגיד נשברו, אז יש קדושה למקום, אז האיסור עדיין קיים.
בדיוק. ייתכן שזה לא בדיוק אותו זיהור זהה, זאת אומרת אני לא יכול לזהות את האיסורים שנוהגים בקדושת מקדש לאיסורים שנוהגים בקדושת מקום. ייתכן שיש הבדלים ביניהם. אני לא מחייב למשל שכל דיני...
האיסורים שהם קדושת מקום,
הצד הפסקתם. כן. לא, אני אומר, אני לא התכוונתי לומר שכל האיסורים שנוהגים מחמת מורה מקדש למשל, שבמורה מקדש אסור לדבר דברים בתהילים למשל בבית הכנסת. אחרי חורבנו יש לי רק קדושת מקום, זאת אומרת אני מפקיע קדושת מחיצות ואני נשאר מהו השיריים, כמו שהחסידים אומרים, מהו השיריים של הקדושה לאחר שנחרב בית הכנסת? השיריים הוא איסורים מסוימים שנוהגים מחמת קדושת מקום כדבר מופשט, right? abstract. אין פה קדושת מחיצות, זה לא קדושה שאפשר לממש אותה, אבל קדושת המקום כמושג מופשט. אתה מחזיר אותי לימים של ישיבות ההסדר, מעלה אדומים ושלבים.
אני שואל את הכניסות לבית כנסת כמו בהר נוף, כל בניין יש לו כניסה ומתפללים שם.
כן.
יש קדושת המקום
שם? קדושת הבית כנסת שם? יש קדושה מסוימת, אני לא יודע אם זה אותה קדושה של המקום שמיועד לתפילה. ולפעמים הקהל הוא כל כך גדול שהוא פולש החוצה. אין לו מספיק מקום להסתופף לתוך 400 על 400. עכשיו, מה הדין של אותם מקומות, אנקסיס כמו שאומרים, נכון? שפולשים, הקהל פולש החוצה, האם גם במקומות האלו יש קדושת מקום או קדושת תפילה? זה דיון בפוסקים, דיון עצום בפוסקים.
בגלל זה שאלתי.
עין ורב משה פיינשטיין ואגרות משה, יש לו שתי תשובות, אני חושב, על הנושא.
שמתפללים שם יש קדושת מקום, יש קדושת. שלא מתפללים שם,